Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Back in 2015, lawmakers passed a bill that froze utility rates in place, a law that allows Dominion Power and Appalachian Power to keep rates where they are now and pocket the extra profits. Now, Delegate Sam Rasool, a Democrat from Roanoke, says it's time to lift the rate freeze.
We have got to repeal what I believe is the most corrupt utility law ever passed in Virginia history.
Corrupt, he says, because Dominion gives money to most lawmakers and paid for a significant portion of the expenses from last week's inaugural events. Plus, the utility has an army of lobbyists walking around the Capitol here. David Bodkins runs Dominion's media relations, and he says the utility opposes lifting the rate freeze.
Because it doesn't do anything other than repeal the rate freeze. It doesn't require a reinvestment of the earnings into the grid system.
Monday afternoon, the Senate Commerce and Labor Committee voted to kill a bill that would lift the rate freeze introduced by Senator Chet Peterson, a Democrat from Fairfax County.
Once you get this bill outside of this committee, get it on the floor of the General Assembly or get it out in the greater public, the dynamics are going to change radically because this issue is a no-brainer politically.
Delegate Rasool still has a bill to lift the rate freeze over on the House side, but he'll still have to figure out a way to get it through the Senate committee first, a committee whose members take a significant amount of campaign cash from Dominion. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.